Hey guys, welcome to Kaya Radio. We are sitting down with Kaya Piro Stout. Yes. Hey Kaya. Hey Kaya, how are you today? We actually did sit with you a week ago, so I'm just gonna give a bit of a background here. We had a long interview. It went over an hour. However, the audio was so bad that we could not. So we're gonna try and recreate that interview or just do a fresh one today. So thank you, Kaya, for agreeing to hang out with us again today, even though it's over the phone. That's good. Speaking about your podcast, so a little less crazy. Yeah. So can you tell us more about that? I mean, the title obviously suggests something. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah. So basically, I've tried my hand at a few podcasts over the last several years. I studied communications in university, so it's kind of like always been on the back of my brain. And then finally, all this stuff happening in the world, people are feeling really alone and feeling like they're experiencing things by themselves or they can't travel. So I was like, well, I've traveled a lot. Thank God I've been traveling like for years up until this lockdown and all this stuff happening. So I've had a lot of really crazy experiences. And whenever I share my stories with people, they're always really like entertained by it. So I was like, yeah, all right, I want to share my experiences. I want to share the experiences of other people that I've met traveling because I've heard cool stories from them.
Yeah.
And I've also met a lot of cool people traveling who just live like these really different lifestyles. So there's a lot of people that are doing like really misunderstood or taboo sort of things with their in their lives, like, only eating like diet route. Some people that are, you know, sex workers, like all these things that nobody really understands. So basically, I wanted to just compile all these stories, both mine and other people's, to help my listeners feel a little less crazy themselves, less alone. So if they hear other people's crazy stories, if they're going through something similar, or they're interested in something that someone else is talking about that they, you know, they do, then they can feel like, okay, I'm not alone because I have this interest in that, or I've experienced that, or whatever. So,
yeah, so I've obviously listened to the podcast myself. It is on all streaming platforms, and it is called A Little Less Crazy with Kaya Piro. As you mentioned, you know, some of the subjects that you do touch on are a bit, yeah, they are like, whoa.
I'm very comfortable with being vulnerable and open about
Yeah, and you spoke about how that, you know, how you became that comfortable with being vulnerable. Can you tell us more about that?
You honestly, you know more about my podcast than I do.
Right? Yeah, like how did that, because I mean, you know, we spoke about it earlier and you said, you know, you were not always like that, obviously, but, you know, a combination, I guess, of your traveling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, basically, yeah, because I was a really shy kid and all that, but then once I started traveling, you know, you open up to people and because you're meeting these people maybe for 5 minutes on the train or, you know, a 5-hour flight or something like that. Or you end up becoming lifelong friends, but it's all because, you know, you have these instant connections, and if you have only a short amount of time with someone in another part of the world, you just end up sharing everything, and they end up sharing everything about themselves, too, and you form this connection, this really deep connection really quickly, and you realize, like, everybody wants to connect, they want to feel safe, share their truths, and that's when you really make a deep connection with someone. So I just got so, like, hooked on connecting deeply with people because it feels so good rather than letting all these differences separate us. It's like when we come together, so vulnerability and just being willing to be so open and honest and speak your truth about whatever you're going through or where you're at. It's such a beautiful thing. So now I'm just like, well, I've done it with people one-on-one and, like, you know, intimate settings, like private settings. Like, why not just open it up to the world now?
And then you obviously touch on a few subjects. One of the subjects that you touch on is a job that you do as well, right? So you are an online dominatrix. You told us about that and we had great laughs about it. We were like surprised, we were shocked and so on. Can you please tell us just a bit more about that? And you know, how it came about, and just how you started.
Yeah. So I was doing. We just moved to Western Australia, to the Perth area, and I needed a job. I just got a car, so I was like, I took the first job I could get, which was a flower delivery job, and the people were really lovely that I worked for, but the income for me wasn't enough for what I wanted to be doing. At this stage in my life, I'm 33, like I have to stay with all that. So I was like complaining to a friend of mine through Instagram voice notes once. Her name's Molly, and I met her in Costa Rica in 2019. And she told me that she was doing work as an online dominatrix, and I was like, wow, that sounds crazy. She was like, well, it's really good money, you know, you can make 50 an hour, you can make 200 an hour, like it's possibilities are endless, like, would you ever try that?
And yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck, I guess, maybe, I don't know if that's my personality, but I'm going to try. And so she, you know, nudged me along, made sure I, you know, kept in touch with the woman that signs us up, and so she hooked me up with that, and then I got all signed up, and I did my first, like, kind of trial thing with the girl who signed us up. She, like, talks to you through wireless headphones, and you screen share with her, and so she tells you what to say with the people that come in your room, your chat room, and and I was terrified. I was shaking. I was like, oh, my God, I didn't have to watch me do this. Like, that was even more scary. Maybe if she wasn't watching, but no, it was so good because she just gave me, like, line for line for line. And then I saw how easy it is, and I was like, wow, this is, all right, I think I can do this. So the more I did it, the more I was like, all right, I just treat it like acting because this isn't my kink. Like, I'm not into this sort of stuff in my personal life, but for the income, it's a really good income, and it's pretty empowering work in a lot of ways. Like, I feel like I'm learning a lot about myself.
Yeah.
My own boundaries.
Yeah.
So I always say you don't know until you know.
Yeah, of course.
You have to try things out.
But I guess it helps also that you've got, you know, you've obviously got like a community around you that supports you in that way. That's like, you know, in a non-judgmental way, you know, go ahead and give it a go. And that's, you've also got that, right? As well as your personality, which is like naturally adventurous. You've got a good community around you here in Western Australia as well, right?
Yeah, thanks for saying that. I mean, when I signed up for this work, I didn't know if that was going to be the case.
Yeah.
And now the more I'm being open with it, people are telling me, like, oh, that's sick. Like,
yeah,
really cool, you know? Good on you. And that's not at all, like, the response I thought I was going to get. I was really afraid of being judged and you know, maybe having other women look at me and like, ooh, I don't want you around, like, my guy. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I love guys because I have friends. I love having guy friends. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, just nervous about all that kind of judgment and all that. But it's been positive for the most part.
And I imagine, we obviously spoke about this, and I kind of know that you have had some very like tricky or weird scenarios as well, right?
Yeah. Do you want
me
to share?
I mean, you can share one example, I guess, without getting too deep, but also, you know, like, maybe tell us how you dealt with it, like how you handled it, or you know, being a newbie, because you're kind of new to this still. Like, would you consider yourself like a bit new, or?
Yeah, I'm still definitely new. I'm 6 months in, and I feel like I'm learning really quick. But that's how I am. I can look stuff up quick. But the other day I was actually really surprised with myself. I was able to give another dom, I think a male dom, through my chat. He just came to me because he wanted advice on how to be a dom, so he paid me for a session. Like, all right, cool. I gave him advice. He'd been doing it for over a year, but he still wanted my advice, and he was oh, that's really good advice. But basically, like, I mean, there are definitely certain fetishes people come to me with, and I'm like, I don't know how to handle this, so I'll usually just wing it or kind of like resort back to what I know until I can get some help from the other girls in the group chat. That the woman who signed me up, she signed up other girls.
Yeah.
And we all just chat and support each other and give advice and stuff. So, yeah, there was one time, I think the only really troubling situation I encountered was a pedophile came into my chat room and I didn't know how to handle it. And now I know, you know, pedophilia is not acceptable in anything involving incest or for lack of better description, I don't know how to say it, shit and piss.
Yeah.
None of that is true. So now I know, like, if anyone comes to me with that, but this was like a month in and this guy came to me and was starting to try to get to me at his fetish, and I was like, whoa, this is scary. It's really confronting for you.
And a lot to deal with for you though, right? Just like mentally and emotionally, like when something like that happens, right? You're quite new to this as well. We spoke about, there's something else that we spoke about, and we spoke about, I think it was about a woman that had, well, you might or might not have been a woman that called you. Can you speak a little bit about that? Because I asked you a question, which I don't know if you remember the question, but can you tell us about that situation? What happened there?
Was it the one where it was a bi photos of a woman, but I thought, so someone came to me that their fetish was to be, exposed.
Yeah.
So I'm putting she in quotation marks because I don't think it's actually a woman.
Yeah.
But she came to me with photos of herself, apparently, and said she wanted to be exposed. So basically, she wanted me to be like, I'm going to show these to, you know, all the girls, and, you know, we're going to talk all this shit about you, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it was really strange to me. I just felt it, like, I don't know if it's feminine intuition, just my gut instinct, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, this is definitely a dude. He must be collecting photos from women.
Maybe they're
sending them. And he wants, you know, this is his fetish. And so that one, I didn't feel good about that one either. I kind of did the bare minimum, and, like, you know, you don't actually expose people because it's like role play. I said what he wanted me to say, and was just like, yeah. But I think as time has gone on, he's kind of been like, oh, she's not really into it, so he doesn't come to me anymore.
And I mean, those are, I think, the two examples of, you know, like, things that might not so align with you, like, spiritually, and like how you, because I know you are, you know, like, even on your page, even on your podcast, actually, you touch a lot on women empowerment, and I mean, you are, like, you know, like, a feminist yourself, so, and, you know, like, as far as spirituality, with the other, you know, thing as well, with the, you know, the pedophile and so on. How do you reconcile all that with, you know, like, the type of person that you are, when stuff like that happens?
That one was tricky because I really didn't know at the end of the day if that was male or female.
Mm.
But basically, my job, I mean, I don't really agree with porn personally for myself. I've had, like, a long sort of, like, journey sort of processing how I feel about porn. You know, you hear about ethical porn and all that, but I've just given up, like, personally watching porn myself for years. I haven't. But I used to all the time, and I noticed how it affected me. And so now, being kind of a part of that industry, there are conflicting things inside of me where I'm like, I'm eating into this. At the end of the day, though, for me personally, like, we can't be perfect. I was saying like 80-20 rule. You know, if you can do 80%, like, good, 20%, you know, it was a little rude, whatever, slip-ups. I wouldn't say this is a slip-up, though, because I honestly, this is the difference between a cam girl that's, you know, doing all the other stuff, showing herself, masturbating, all that stuff on her, and a dominatrix. So, so I'm in a much more empowered role where I don't do anything I don't want to do. I have the power to block people, kick them out of my room. I can just stalk off if I'm not feeling this. So I'm very protective of my energy. If I'm not feeling it, I sign off. And I'm in control. Basically, dominatrix is a female dominating, typically a man. Sometimes a woman might come.
But that's part of that, though. You learned since you started this, didn't you? Because, you know, like, we're talking about, like, you said something about how you used to be, you know, like, you used to say, yes, pretty much to everything. That's one of the lessons you've learned since you've started this as well, right? Like, to say no a bit more and to be more stern. And
yeah, absolutely. I'm noticing it more and more. Actually, today I had a really slow session. I was on for about 3 hours.
Maybe
1 hour of that time was paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I was being really cold with people. And I mean, I was being stern. I was just like, you know, come into my room and they don't greet me properly. I'm not giving them the time. I do need your money, but I don't need it to the point where I'm going to, like, sacrifice my own integrity and, like, come to me, correct, or get out. I would be a little bit more like, I'm too late. It's like, yeah, I guess I'll let this slide, or I'll be nicer, I'll smile more. But now I'm just like, no, if you're here for what you know I'm here to do, then we can talk. But if you're not here for that, and you're just here to waste my time, get the fuck out. and that's been really good, and I'm really trying to incorporate that more into my day-to-day life. And
yeah.
Just walk away from situations
And tell us about, obviously, you know, you living in Western Australia now, from Connecticut. How's that been? Like, how's that been for you?
Yeah, it's definitely been different. So the population of the entire state of Western Australia, I looked it up fairly recently, and I might be a little bit off, but the entire state has like 2.7 million people, something like that.
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then like the island of Manhattan in New York City has like 1.8 million, something like that.
So I
grew up in like the backyard of New York City, just over the border in Canada. And so it's just been like, everybody knows everybody, and it's just like this massive amount of space, but so few people.
Yeah.
That's been interesting. And also, before we got out here, I mean, before I came to Australia, I kind of figured, like, you know, I don't know, are there going to be black people here? I don't know. And I know I told you guys a bunch, like, I'm biracial. I grew up with the white side of my family.
Yeah.
Being a black woman, it's not the first thing I noticed, being the only black person in a room. But after a certain amount of time, I'll start to get, like, okay, where's the diversity? Like, it doesn't even have to be another black person. It could be Indian. It could be, like, Hispanic, Asian. Like, just some diversity. So, it's been nice, though, being in, like, the Perth area, because I am, like, finding through, you know, the reggae nights and stuff like that, I'm meeting more people that are, you know, from more diverse backgrounds, and that's really good. A lot of Caribbean people, which are past Asian. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, it's so far away from Australia, but we're still here. So that's been it's been really good to slowly but surely find my people here and your music.
But I actually liked that you said that. You know, like how you say you're biracial, and you know, have you been in situations where you feel like you've had to take sides, or you almost bullied into taking sides, or made uncomfortable for even taking that stand? Is that a thing for you, or is that?
Uncomfortable. Actually, I don't think I've made an episode about this yet, but if I haven't, I've been intending to, and I have the notes in my notes where, just about how I identify, because, I mean, obviously, I present as a black woman, and I'm very much a black woman, but then there's a, you know, I dare say a bigger part of me that feels like a very, like, Italian-American woman.
Yeah, because you're quite close to your mom as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, people say I do, but I don't know. It's hard when certain situations do come up. Like, I don't know. I can't really think of any examples now, but they definitely come up. But I feel like the older I get, the more I feel like this calling to bring people together. And it stems from that, like, black and white side of me, like, my genetic makeup. But also, I feel it in other areas too. So I just like to kind of bridge between worlds. So I guess through that, sort of the struggles I faced with being biracial, it's made me who I am, and it's like a beautiful thing, because it makes me feel like my calling in life is to bring people together, despite being so different.
On a lighter note, though, let's talk reggae. Because you love reggae. were you named? Was that the reason your name's Kaya?
My mom's a hippie.
Yeah.
I'm their first child together.
Yeah. And what do you like? What do you listen to? What are some of the tunes that you like? Maybe we'll play you one after. We'll play one on this episode, actually. Yeah.
You should put Bob Marley's song Kaya as the outro.
Kaya? Okay. Done.
Yeah.
Done.
it's funny you ask that right now because I'm actually trying my hand at DJing at a beach party this weekend for a friend's birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm like making up my, you know, beach
playlist.
Reggae playlist. So I have a lot of favorites. I love like island reggae from like, you know, Jamaica to Hawaii, like Polynesian islands. I love Chronix. He's from Jamaica.
Chronix is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the Polynesian boys. I love like J-Bug.
Yeah, for sure.
So much. So yeah, all that kind of stuff. So much. But I have such a broad range of musical interests, but reggae is number one. And then like funk comes in there. I'm learning how to play the bass, so my dream is to be a bassist for a reggae band.
That's the plan, right?
What's that?
That's the plan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We are definitely going to wait for that here on Kaya Radio, and we are going to have you back playing a live session right here, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for chatting to us today. We're not going to hold you up any longer, but we appreciate you making time for us, man. And we'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah, before we go, actually, do you want to share socials? Do you want to share podcasts? Do you want to share? Yeah.
Yeah, so my Instagram is Cruising with Kaya, K-A-Y-A, just like Kaya Radio. And, but then my podcast is A Little Less Crazy, and that is on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Primer Radio, all those podcast streaming platforms. And yeah, I think that's it. Hit me up on Instagram, send me a DM.
Yes.
If you want to hear on the podcast, I'll talk about anything. Almost anything. <some batteries.
laughs> Thank you so much, Kaya.
I'm just trying to find a home. He said it's back to jumping once he's likes back
you
home.
You won't go outside without a precaution. You want so bad to visit another country.
But he loving on that country still. I don't need to go nowhere, but if I won't, I will. She believe y'all all on the wrong side. Middle of the night, all she thinking how she wish she could bounce.
Bounce. Close. Ain't no utopia.
Yeah.
без одес працюю. Mas bom mesmo é ficar em casa agora. Mas o corre não para. Fico contando as horas pra te ver. É logo ali, mas parece uma eternidade. Hora de trabalhar. Mas bom mesmo é ficar em casa agora. Mas o corre não. Você brincar, ver você sorrir, parece até que fala. Parece um homem pequenininho, cedinho, acorda de manhã. Te vejo dormir, durmo quando dá. Parece um homem pequenininho, cedinho, acorda de manhã. Te vejo dormir, durmo quando dá. Perco o sono só de pensar em algo mal que te alcance. Resulta a cabeça sempre quando deita. Te proteja, ai, 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 ai. Fico contando as horas pra te ver. Fico contando as horas pra te ver. Fico contando as horas pra te ver. Fico contando as horas pra te ver.
Yeah, yeah, wow. Pra tirar um sono é mó difícil, então não mexo. Quando tá dormindo que eu percebo quanto é mágico. Marinheiro em primeira viagem, eu não enxergo. Nenhum de nós sabe o macete. Ninguém mete a mão no pretão do pai. É o brabão do pai, eu sou babão, sou pai. Ô lua da MC, mudou minha vida. Eu que era trito e mago, agora é teto e fel e nada de esquina. Passei a valores, a minha saga. Percebi que nada é por acaso, grande lição. Nunca tive exemplo, agora eu sou um. Cuido de meus passos pra que nunca te falte chão.
Quem vai pagar as contas? Que tu gosta é tão cara. Dá gosto de ver você comer, você brincar, ver você sorrir. Parece até que fala. Parece um homem pequenininho, cedinho, acorda de manhã. Te vejo dormir, durmo quando tá. Parece um homem pequenininho, cedinho, acorda de manhã. Te vejo dormir, durmo quando dá. Perco o sono só de pensar em algo mal que te alcance. Rezo tua cabeça sempre quando deita. Deus te proteja, ai, 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 ai. Fico contando as horas pra te ver. Fico contando as horas pra te ver. Fico contando as horas pra te ver. Fico contando as horas pra te ver.
sensitivity. Can we fight?
Shh, 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 shh. Sanctified vagabond, speak upon kings. Praise be the king of the fringe, why not go ahead? Meditate up in the mountain like two mountain dread. Staple, no shout, racking that cold fish and bread. Babylon in my vein, can I shake that out my system? Dip down, get flat, smack the floor. 28 days on tour, the civil in me dwindle. Rekindle the hooligan, conspiracy addict. Sporadic bouts of murderous thought. Fully qualified loon, shaking a fist at the moon. Scrolling notes of protest to the MI5. Screaming, what makes thee keep files on me? Just because to break the twigs off the sycamore tree. Place that in some water and we sip once and see. Transmit to transmit frequencies. Utilities of the green matter mass. Way past the dust, ash to ash.
Way past the dust, ash to ash.
Gorgon Father, stepping out of place, pure Bible. Hippie gang tribal, praise no idol. Penetrate maps in the valley for cash. Two twos we flash, flee this place. Valley too creepy, steal my grace. I'm checking, boot trekking, only for earth stepping. Warming up the arts of old devil coping, yeah. Folks, he's praise from my man Enter. Warming easy kicking style to your sensor. I spread my spine, I'm rich with earth's tips. We makes like we slick, Lord knows that we slick. But these brands are stickies of an acquired yearn. We cushion the ill as Babylon turn. Two gripping two rhyme flips like misers to money. Slap two blackjack, but me Sean J. Mommy Wee's earth stepper, we cruising our step. And we no keep no frowsy for friend. We were never victims of trends. I in the item mode, rolling the ball, let it be told. This old hat, classical maps, back to front, word stunt, toe punts in top corners. No braids in my sauna, free form, brainstormer. Dawn of dawn, dawning. I see the morning, I hear the calling. Yeah, some of them are liquid end, some of them are kinky end, some of them say frigid end, some of them say kinky in the grip of Skid Valley. There ain't that much love, just the need to exist by any which means. Frauds in my midst, never trusted my shit. Now them said frauds, they eat for my shit. Juggalo, keep bubbling on. Juggalo, keep bubbling on. I talk.
get up and turn I loose. Wake up and turn I loose. Wake up and